Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Aleph. We begin at the two dots on the second line from the top of Ayin Aleph of an Aleph. We continue to learn for the safety and the success of all the Chayalim in Eretz Yisrael. They should be successful in bringing back the Chatufim. They should be protected themselves. They should protect all of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Shomer Al Kol Yisrael, wherever they are in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. We begin Ayin Aleph, Omen Aleph, at the two dots where we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Gonav V'Tovach B'Yom HaKippurim V'Chulei. We had said in the Mishnah that if a person never stole something and then he shechted it, and he shechted it on Yom Kippur, so the Tana Kama of a Mishnah says that in that situation, you're going to be chayv still the dollar of the hay. Now, Moore says, Ami, that implies, why is that so? Am I? Nihi diktolo leka. You're right, that there is no Misas based in, as we had pointed out when we did the Mishnah, the Isurim for Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the same, but the punishment is different. For Shabbos, if a person is Rachmona L'Tzlan Chal Shabbos on purpose, intentionally, with Hasrua and with witnesses, so then he will in fact be Chayav Mises based, and he'll get Skila. Whereas if a person, Rachmona L'Tzlan, did the same thing on Yom Kippur, he did a Malacha, which you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur, it's an Issa Daraisa, and there's warning, and he in fact does it, so then he won't get Mises based in, he would get Krisus, he would get Kares. So therefore, Nihi, Diktala, Leka, there is no Mises based in. Nevertheless, in that situation that I just explained, he could get Malkus. You can get Malkus instead of Kares. So Malkus, Miha, Ika, he would get Malkus. And therefore, the Kai Malan, don't we have a rule? The Eno Loka Mishalim. This Kom Lemi Dirabamine applies even for Malkus. It doesn't only apply for capital crime. Even for Malkus, if you get Malkus, then you don't have to pay. So why are you in that situation? Gona, Vitach, Biyom, Kippurim, do you pay Dala Vahay? Samara says, Amre, we answer as follows. Homani, who's the author of our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Meir, he who says, the Amre, Loke Umishalim. He doesn't disagree with the principle of coming with the Rabbinate, but he says, for Malkus, you can get both Malkus and you can get a financial obligation. So therefore, you're right. The Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Meir would say that this would not be a case of Dalabhei, and the Reish of our Mishnah, the author of our Mishnah, must be only in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Meir. We'll get back to this at the end of this year to say, is that really true? So Rabbi Meir right now we're saying is the author of the beginning of our Mishnah. Where says, wait a second, E. Rabbi Meir, if you're telling me that the author of our ship of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, so then why in the case, Afilu Tovach B'Shabbos, if you go and slaughter the animal on Shabbos, which is an Issa Daraisa, here you are, Chayav Mises Basin, but if Rav Meir holds Lokeo Mishalim, wouldn't he also hold that you could be Chayav Mises Basin and Mishalim? I think Gemara says, you're going to tell me, V'chitema Loke Mishalim Islay, Mesa Mishalim Lesley, oh, you're going to differentiate that in regards to Lokeo Mishalim, yeah, that he does say you can have both Malkus and a financial penalty, but Mises Basin and Mishalim, maybe Rav Meir disagrees and says, no, there I agree with you. Come with the Rabbinate applies. Moore says, Velo, does he really not hold that you can have Mises based in and also be Mishalim? But Tanya, we learned in the following Braisa, Gonav V'Tovach B'Shabbos. If a person went and stole something in Nebuch, he then shechted it on Shabbos, which is an issue of the Raisa, for which would be Chayav Mises based in. Or, Gonav V'Tovach L'Avodah Zarah. Or if you shechted, you stole something and then you shechted for the Avodah Zarah, which of course is also an Issa Daraisa of Mises based in. Or Gonav Shor Haniskal Utvach. Or if you stole a Shor Haniskal, a Shor Haniskal is one, a Shor that has been decreed to be Chayav Mises based in because it had killed a person, and therefore the based in Paskins, a court of 23 Paskins, and it's Chayav Misa, and this Shor HaNiskal is to be killed. It can't be shechted. It is worthless. If you go and shecht it, you're not allowed to eat the meat. This animal is a Shor HaNiskal. So if you went and stole and then shechted a Shor HaNiskal, so in that situation, in all of these situations, Mishalim Arba V'Chamisha, Divri Rav Meir. You see that this is the opinion of Rav Meir. V'Chacham Poter, V'Chacham Poter. So here you clearly see that Rav Meir holds that even by Mises based in, there's a chiyuv of Mises based in and Mishalim. So how can you tell me that Rav Meir is the author of our Mishnah? Then how come in the case of Gonav V'Tovach B'Shabbos, so we would hold that Rav Meir would say that there is no chiyuv of Dalad V'Hei? Here you see clearly that he says there's a chiyuv of Dalad V'Hei. So where it says, Amre Bar Minei Dahi, leave this Braisa out of it. Why? Because the Hoyitmar law, because in regard to this Braisa, where it seems that Rav Meir is saying that there is Mises based in and Mishalim, and he doesn't hold for the principle of Kol Lemi with the Rabbinei, that's in fact not correct. In regards to Mises based in, Rav Meir does hold Kol Lemi with the Rabbinei. Aye, then why does this Braisa seem to say that he doesn't? So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaakov says his name, Rabbi Yochanan. Others say it was Amrile, it was Amar Rabbi Yirmiah, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yirmiah is the name of Rabbi Shimon Lakish, and whether it was Rabbi Yochanan or whether it was Reish Lakish, that said that Rabbi Ovin, the Rabbi Elah, B'kol Chavurasa Mishmei, the Rabbi Yochanan Amre, and they all said in the name of Yochanan. Now, obviously, there's a little bit of a problem over here, because the authorship over here of who said what in the name of who, you have Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are earlier than Rabbi Ovin and Rabbi Elah. So some switch around the gears over here. In any event, whoever it was that said it, they said that this Braisa, where Rabbi Meir seems to say that you're chayiv both for Mises Basin and to be Mishalim, no, that wasn't the case. That was B'toveyach Ayde Acher. The person himself wasn't the one that was Chayav Misa. The one that was Chayav Misa is different than the one that has to pay. In other words, the Shechita was done via Shaliach. So the Shaliach was the one that was doing the Isser Shabbos and his Chayav Misa. And the person who stole it, who then told the person to do the shechita, he's the one that pays dalav hay. So this is not a case of coming to the rabbinate. It's two different people. The one that did the Isser Shabbos, the chiyav misa, is not the one that is paying. So it's not a Mises Basin and Mishalim. And even Rabbi Meir holds coming to the rabbinate in regards to Mises Basin and Mishalim. Where it questions is, and says, wait a second, the chizeh chote, is that mischayiv? Wait a second, if the shaliach did the shechita, how could the person who sent it to do the shechita be chayiv? After all, you did the shechita. How can he be chayiv for your doing the shechita? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rava, shiny hocha. This case is unique and different. Yes, that the ganav who asked the other person to go and shecht the thing that he stole, the shor or the seh that he stole, the ganav goes and tells Yanko, go and shecht it. Yanko goes and shecht it on Shabbos. So yes, unfortunately, Yanko is going to be chayiv Mises Basin. He shecht it on Shabbos. But the ganav, he's going to have to pay the dollar of hay. And this is unique, shiny hocha, because the pasuk says so. The Omer Kor, the pasuk says, utvacho, and again, we have the gears of umucharo. The Masorah Shas changes it around over here as well. Throughout, we've had this error, so to say, by the printers. In any way, it should be utvacho o mecharo, which means that we have a hekish between tvicha and mechira, that the dinim of tvicha and mechira are comparable. And what, in what way? Ma mechira ayde acher. Since obviously there has to be somebody else involved in a mechira. You can't do a mechira by yourself. You can't sell it to yourself. That's not a mechira. So obviously, if you're selling it to somebody else, there's an ayidei acher over here as well. So to the tvicha, even if it's done ayidei acher, the ganav is going to be chayiv. So that's why in this braisa, we're dealing here with the ganav. He told Yankel to go do the shechita. Yankel's the one that does the shechita on Shabbos. So Yankel is chayiv misa, but the ganav, based upon this hekish of tvacho o mecharo, just like by mechira, there's somebody else involved, so too by the shechita, even if there's a shechter involved, a person who's a shochet involved, that's not the ganav, nevertheless the ganav has to pay dalav hay, and therefore Rav Meir can hold on the normal circumstances that Kom Le Mid Rabinei does apply to Mises Basin. If you have Mises Basin on yourself, then you wouldn't be Chayav L'Shalim. But here, you don't have the Mises Basin on yourself. The one you asked to be the Shochet for you, the Sholiach, he has the Mises Basin, but you have the Chiyav still of Dalet V'Hei. That's Teretz number one. We have two other Terutzim. The Vei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, they learned that you have the word Utvacho O Mecharo. So the word O is coming to be Marbe Lirabos Es HaSholiach, to come to include the Sholiach. So that's how this is a unique case, shiny hocha. Alternatively, we have a third Teretz, the Vei Chizkiah Tana, in the Beis Medrash of Chizkiah, they learned as follows. The pasuk says, the word tachas, that's the critical word over here. The word tachas seems to be somewhat extraneous. Lirabos es hasholiach. That comes to teach us this din that Rabbi Meir holds the braisa that nevertheless, even though there is a shaliach here, you're going to be chayav the dalav hay because of the word tachas. Okay, those are the three terutzim. Now the Gemara has another question. Maskif lo ma'azutru. Ma'azutru says, wait a second. Is it possible? How can you possibly comprehend? Miko midi de ilu ovad ihu lo mechayiv. Vavad shaliach lo mechayiv? Wait a second. In this situation, the way you've explained it is, Rav Meir says that if the God of himself shechted it, he'd be potter. But if he has the shaliach to do it, then he's chayav the dalav hay? It doesn't make any sense that if you do it, you're not chayav the dalav hay, but if your shaliach does it, you're chayav the dalav hay. The shaliach makes it worse for you than you yourself doing it? So that's a good question that my result to ask. Mark is a good answer. Amalei Ravashi, Hasam lav mishum de lo mechayavu. In that situation, when you are actually the one that goes and steals it and goes and shechts it on Shabbos, yes, there is a din here that you're exempt from paying, but not because you wouldn't be chayav to pay. It's just because there's another principle over here that prevents you from having to pay. Hasam lav mishum de lo mechayavu. It's not because you're not chayav, but because of the principle, because of this principle that Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you only pay the higher of the two penalties, and therefore the mises based in you have, but you don't have to pay the dalav hay. Not that you're not chayav to pay the dalav hay. The Torah just exempts you in this situation from paying the dalav hay, and therefore this is not an example of where the shliach does it, you're chayav, and if you do it, you're not chayav. This is just a quirk in the din, but the din technically is that you would be chayav. Oh, but there's a caveat here that says no, you don't have to pay because it'll come over the rabbinate. Gemara says, still, viva toveach ayde acher, my time the rabbanon the patri. Wait a second. If now you're explaining on Mishnah that and this brisa that it really is a din that you should be chayiv over here if somebody else goes and shechs it because of these three reasons that we just gave us, that in fact, even though the shaliach is the one that does the shechita on Shabbos, you still are chayiv for the dalav hay, either for the reason of Rava or the reason of Dvei Dvei Rishmol or the reasoning of Dvei Chizkiah. So then, you're telling me that the authorship of our Mishnah is only Rav Meir, so that the Chachamim would be poter in that situation. How come? If, in fact, somebody has a shechted, and there is no Kam Levi the Rabbanei, why would the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir? So he says, no, it's not all the Chachamim. This is just the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Amrei, one Chachamim, who was the opinion of the Chachamim over here? This is the only the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, the Omar, who says, and we've had this in an explanation of the Mishnah, Shechita She'en Aruya Lo Shma Shechita. This is not considered a valid Shechita. So in this situation, you're not doing a Shechita over here. It is not considered a Shechita that will allow you to go and eat the meat of the animal, and therefore that's why it's not Chayav Dalad Vehe. More questions. It says, wait a second. Amri, I understand. The Gemara says, Bishlama Avoda Zara. In the case of Avoda Zara, where it's not able to be eaten, if you Shechit for Avoda Zara, it is also Bahanah, and you're not allowed to go and eat it, so therefore it's a Shechita that is not considered ein ruuya, it's not considered a shchita that allows you to eat it, and therefore Rabbi Shimon shchita, lo shmo shchita. I understand that. And likewise, the Shari Niska. The Shari Niska, even though you go and shech the Shari Niska, you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore, it's a shchita that is not considered a valid shchita. Shchita she'en ruuya, and therefore lo shmo shchita. Very good. We understand those two very well, and why Rabbi Shimon would say in those situations, you don't pay dalav hay, because both of them are shchita she'en ruuya, and therefore lav shmo shchita. However, we got a problem here. If you shecht on Shabbos, it is a valid shechita. Ela Shabbos shechita ruya. Even Rav Meir says that if Rechmon Litzan, a person shechted on Shabbos, so that is a valid shechita. The guy's chayav misa, but guess what? If I want to have hamburger from that meat, I'm allowed to. It's kosher, good shechita. As we have beferish in the Mishnah and Chul and Litnan, hashochet b'Shabbos ubi yom kippur. If a person does shecht on Shabbos incorrectly, he's wrong, he's chayav misa, or Yom Kippur, he's chayav kareis. So, afopishim is chayav binashu. This person is nebuch, going to pay with his life, either misa's basin or kareis. Nevertheless, it says beferish in this Mishnah in Chulin, on Daf Yudalid, shchitaso kshera. It is a valid shchita. So, how come in this situation, Rabbi Shimon holds that you would not pay dalav hay? It is a valid shchita, it's a shchita sheruya, and therefore it is shchita, and therefore Rabbi Shimon should say you have to pay dalav hay, but he doesn't. Somebody says, no, because Rabbi Shimon also holds Amrei Sava Lo K'Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. He also holds like the sheet of Yochanan HaSandler. What is that? And this is, now, we have here the Girsa, the Tanan. If you look in the Masoret HaShas, he doesn't specifically state that you should change it around. He does quote where this is found, but most say that this is a Brisa. This is actually a Tosefta. And therefore, the more correct Girsa is the Tanan, the Tanya, according to some. In any way, whether it's the Tanan or whether it's the Tanya, so HaMivashel B'Shabbos, we have a three-way machlokis there about somebody cooking on Shabbos. So if somebody cooked something on Shabbos, what is the halachic status of that cooked food? So the Tanakhama says, Bishogeg, if the person forgot it was Shabbos or didn't know that you're not allowed to cook here, and he actually cooked there totally inadvertently. It was totally Bishogeg. And therefore, in that situation, Yochal, he and everybody else is allowed to go and eat it. As Rashi says, Bishogi Yochal Afilu Hu Atzmo, Afilu Baba Yom, that not only thinking he himself and certainly every other Jew eat it, but even on that Shabbos, since he didn't know it was Shabbos, he wakes up in the morning, he's very sleepy, forgets his Shabbos, and he goes and cooks himself an egg. And wait a second, he realizes afterwards it's Shabbos. So guess what? Since he cooked it totally Bishogeg, he could eat it, he could give it to his children, give it to his friend, no problem. Bishogeg Yochal, because he didn't do it on purpose. And there's no concern that he'll do it again the next time, so therefore there's no reason to make any sort of gzeira. And therefore, min hadin, it's perfectly permissible to eat this egg. However, b'meizid lo yochal. If it's b'meizid, we don't allow him to eat it. And Rashi explains, bo bayom, on that very day. And this would be true not only for him, and it would also be true for other people as well. And Rashi says, v'aydi the tonor reisha b'di day, tonor nami sefer b'di day. Rashi says, for parallelism, we'll have some things here that are obvious in this Mishnah or Braisa that we're bringing down. In any event, the Tanakama, Divri Rabeir, his opinion is that b'shogi, you can eat it even that day, even that person himself. If it's b'meizid, you can't eat it that day, and not you, not anybody else, and you have to wait to what's called Kedei Shehiya, the amount of time that it would take for you to go and do this after Shabbos, so then you'd be allowed to eat it then. Divrei Rabbeinu, that's the opinion of Rabbeinu. Rav Yehuda Omer, he says, Bishogeg Yochab Motzi Shabbos. He says, if it was done by accident, so then nobody's allowed to go and eat it on Shabbos. You're only allowed to eat it after Shabbos. Rashi says, Huli Atzmo L'Motzi Shabbos U'Bobayom, Lohu L'Acher. And not only himself, but even other people aren't allowed to eat it that day. Why does it say him? Bishogeg Yochab Motzi Shabbos? Because, again, for the parallelism that we brought down before. So, not only he, but nobody's allowed to eat it on Shabbos itself, because it was cooked on Shabbos, so there's a knas. However, after Shabbos, if you wait enough time that you could go and cook it, so then you're allowed to eat it then. However, b'meizid lo yochal olamis. If it's done b'meizid, then he is never allowed to go and eat that food, ever. This is a knas that the rabbis instituted. If you did this b'meizid, you can never go and eat it. Other people would be allowed to go and eat it if you waited enough time after Shabbos, so you could cook the egg or cook whatever it was. So then they're not benefiting from the cooking on Shabbos, and therefore they would be allowed to eat it. But this person, Rabbi Yehuda, says, we make a knas, he can never eat it if he did a b'meizid. And finally, we have the third opinion, which is what we're interested in over here, which is the Rabbi Shimon holds like this opinion of Yochanan Sadla. What did Rabbi Yochanan Sadla say? Rabbi Yochanan Sadla, Omer, b'shogeg, if it was done by accident, he cooked it on accident. So here Rashi says, the garsinan is yei ochel. We don't have the dots, but that's what Rashi means over here. Yei ochel, motzi Shabbos, the item can be eaten on motzi Shabbos, but not by him. By other people, it can be eaten l'motzi Shabbos. That's why you have to say, yeh yochel l'motzi Shabbos, not by him, l'yachayrim v'lo lo. But there's a knas on him. He is never allowed to eat it according to Rav Yochanan and Sandler. And if it was done b'meizid, then Rav Yochanan and Sandler holds b'meizid, lo yechel olamis. It's never allowed to be eaten by anybody, lo lo, not certainly for that person himself, but even v'lo l'yachayrim, and not for other people as well. Now, it's not also about no, Rashi points out, but it is something that is Osur b'achila, Rashi says, ye osur b'achila, but it's not osur b'hanah. Now, what's the reasoning over here of Yochanan Sandler that he says that if it was b'shogeg, so other people can eat it, but the person who cooked it by accident on Shabbos can never eat it, and if it was under mezid, nobody's ever allowed to eat it, no Jew is ever allowed to eat it. So my time with Yochanan Sandler, so he says, k'didorish Rabbi Chiya apiskel de v'nesia. This is as was the way Rabbi Chiya darshened this on the household threshold of the Venusia. Now, often the Gemara will give us specific instances to show us that this was a real statement that he made, and here's the background information. When you tell a story and you give background information, that shows that it's a real story and not just a maisa, so to say. So Rav Chiya said this drasha, the opening to the house of the Venusia, and he said, the pasuk tells us, Ushmartim et Hashabbos ki kodesh hi lochem. Mechalaleh, most you must. That's the end of the pasuk. And he darshens the pasuk as follows. Ma kodesh also biachila, just like hektish is also to be eaten. You're not allowed to go eat things in hektish that are forbidden for you to eat. So too, af maisis Shabbos asur machila, things that were done on Shabbos without permission. So then, if you did a malacha on Shabbos, so then the results of that malacha are going to be asur biachila. We have a hekish in the pasuk because he says, "Ushmartim et Shabbos ki kodesh ilochem." So Shabbos is compared to kodesh, and therefore, we have this hekish to tell us, just like hektish, which is not allowed to be eaten, is also to be eaten. So too, moloch on Shabbos, which wasn't allowed to be done, is going to be also biachila. More questions, it says, if that's hekish is true, imakodesh also ba'na, so hektish is also ba'na. Af maisi Shabbos should be also ba'na, but it's not. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, ki kodesh hi lochem, Talmud Lomar, lochem, for you, shalochem yehe, it still belongs to you. In that situation, I would have said, then, if it was not done b'meizid, yochel afilu b'shogeg, that this din should apply, even if it was b'shogeg, this should be forever forbidden to be eaten. Tam lomar, no, mechalaleh mos shumos, that's the next words that I read in the pasuk. It tells us that only in situations where chayat misa, b'meizid, amarti l'cho, v'lo b'shogeg. I only gave this din to you, that it's kodesh hi lochem, only b'meizid, and not b'shogeg. So therefore, Mishogeg, it can be eaten by other people. So this is the drasha that Rabbi Shimon holds, like Rabbi Yochanan Asandla, and therefore we understand why Rabbi Shimon holds in the case of Tvicha on Shabbos, even though it's a shchita shiruyehi ushmach shchita, but nevertheless, if he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, so then there was a penalty over here that says you can never eat it, and therefore, if you can never eat it, so therefore, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, so therefore, it is not a shchita haruya, and that's why Rabbi Shimon says, inachayv dal behe. And the Gemara says, pliga bar of Acha Ravina. Here we have a machlokas between Rav Acha and Ravina. Chadamar Maisi Shabbos Daraisa. This din that we just brought down from Yochanan Sandler, he says that this Maisi Shabbos that is forbidden over here is actually a din Daraisa, as the Psukim said. The Chadamar, no. Maisi Shabbos is only a din Darabanan that you're not allowed to go and have benefit from it on Shabbos. Now, Mandi Amin Daraisa, whichever one it was, whether it was Rav Acha or Ravina, we don't know who. Kidamarin, as the pasuk was brought down, that we had the pasuk, Ushmartim Esa Shabbos Ki Kodeshi, there was a hekish over here between Shabbos and Kodesh, and therefore, just like Kodesh is also Bachila, so too, the Melechah Shabbos is also Bachila, that's very simple. However, the other one, whether it was Rav Acha or Ravina, that said, Uman de Omer de Rabbanan, so why is that? So he holds that Omer Kodesh he Lochem, for you it is Kodesh, however, he Kodesh, the Ein Ma'aseha, that's the way it should be, Ein Ma'aseha Kodesh, that the Ma'asim over here aren't Kodesh. So it's a shas, changed around nose test. Here he says Kodesh he Kodesh Vein Maaseh Kodesh. So therefore, the Isser over here is not an Isser Deraisa. Oh, but the rabbis came along and said, no, you can't get benefit from the Maisim, so therefore it's only an Isser Derabanan. So again, we have a machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina. One says that this Maisim of Shabbos are an Isser Deraisa, and the other one says it's only an Isser Derabanan. So Gemara says, Bishlam al Mandi Yom Daraisa. We understand according to the Mandi Yom says this is an Issa Daraisa. Amot, when we turn to Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, Lohochi Patri Rabbanim. Now we understand why the Chachamim say in this situation it's an Issa Daraisa, and therefore you don't pay the dollar the hay, because according to Rabbi Shimon, this is now a Shchita She'eno Re'uya. And if this is Rabbi Shimon who says a Shchita She'eno Re'uya, Lo Shmo Shchita, it doesn't have the status of being a Shchita. Oh, that's why you don't pay the Aleph Hay. According to Mandi Yomim, says this and this is the Raisa. But El Mandi Yomim, the Rabbanan, it's only a Din the Rabbanan. So then, am I Patri Rabbanan? So then, why, in fact, would Rabbi Shimon over here say that you're a Patri? After all, it's really a Shchita Shibru'uyihi. Ah, Mid the Rabbanan, we don't like it. But that, on the Raisa level, you should be Chayiv. So Moshe says, you're right. In fact, when Rabbi Shimon says that he holds like the opinion of Yochanan Sandler, and therefore, you're not chayav dal v'hei. It was only a shayra. It was only talking about the other things. Avodah Zarah, v'shar nizkal. In those situations where there is definitely a din, then it's a shchita she'ena ruya. So therefore, lav shchita. It doesn't have the status of shchita. Oh, Rabbi Shimon, l'shitaso, that you wouldn't be chayav dal v'hei because it's a shchita she'ena ruya. But in fact, in this case of Shabbos, if you hold like the Man D'Yom, it says that the Maisi Shabbos are only the Rabbanan, it is a Shkita Shiruya, and in fact, Rabbi Shimon would say in that situation that it would be Chayiv the Dalet Behe. Okay. Mark continues and says, the way we've understood it is, Rav Meir, Amai Mechayiv Shochet L'Avodah Zarah. If Rav Meir is the author of the Reisha, so he's the one that says that you're Chayiv, if you go and Shecht for Avodah Zarah, you're Chayiv Dalet Behe. Now, why should that be? Even the Shachat Bapurta, look at the technical details over here. The minute you start doing the Shechita for the Avodah Zarah, before you did the full Shechita, you didn't cut 50% of the windpipe, 50% of the food pipe. You didn't cut yet through the trachea and the esophagus enough to be called a Shechita. But the minute you start doing this, it becomes Asra. So Asra, the minute you start cutting for the Avodah Zarah, it is Asra. In other words, it no longer belongs to the original owner. It is now Asra. It's valueless. So therefore, Idach Isure Hanahu. When you go and finish off the shechita, now you cut 50% of the trachea, 50% of the esophagus, you cut 50% of the windpipe and 50% of the food pipe. So now you have gone and completed the shechita, but at that point it was an Isra Hanah. And therefore, v'lo demare kotavach. You aren't shechting the original owner's animal. This is now Asur B'Hanah. It, so to say, doesn't belong anymore to the original owner because it's Asur B'Hanah. The words v'lo didei kotavach don't make any sense over here, and that's why the parentheses, this, I'm guessing, is because previously we had that you're not shechting yours and you're not selling yours. We had that lashon previously, so mistama, it says the same thing over here, but this is just a printer's editor mistake, an editor mistake. So, below the mari kotavach, so you're not shechting the original owner's animal anymore. It's no longer his. So therefore, you shouldn't be chayav dal v'hei, according to even Rav Meir. So Amar Rabbi says no, because you know what the scenario is? But Omer, the person said, I'm only shechting for the Avodah Zarah when I shecht more than 50%. But Omer, Bigmar Zavicha, who Ovda? I'm only worshipping this Avodah Zarah with the Shechita, not at the first cut, but only when I've shechted it to the point that it's called the Shechita. More than 50% of the trachea, 50% of the windpipe, 50% of the esophagus, the food pipe. Oh, now it's a Shechita. Oh, here now the Shechita comes while it's still under the ownership of the original person. So therefore, Yechai Dalavei. Mara still questions this. Okay, that's great for this din of the Avodah Zarah, but Shara Niskal, that's ready. Usra Banah right away. Isra Anah Ninu, so how come? Yechai Dalavei, Lav Demari Kotabach. And again, we leave out the words, Lav Didei Kotabach. It doesn't belong to the original owner, so why are you paying Dalavei? So Amar Rabbah, Rabbah explains here too as well. Hoch Ma'askin, you know what we're talking about over here? Kigon Shemisaru L'Shomer. The din is as follows. He gave it over to a Shomer to go and watch this shore. V'hizik b'vei Shomer. And this shore went and killed a person while it was under the Shmira of this Shomer. And v'hu ha'bevei Shomer. And it was Paskin. They went to Basin and they testified that this was a shore in Niskal. And it was all Paskin while it was still in the house under the guardianship of this Shomer. The Nigmar Din of the Shomer, and the Din was Paskin and Basin, that this is a Shor in Iskal. All the testimony, all of the Psak Din was done while it still was in the possession of this Shomer. Therefore, in this situation, Rebbe says you're going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei. Why? Because Rebbe is Sovalok Rabbi Yaakov, the Sovalok Rabbi Shimon. He holds also these two Shitas, which we'll now explain, and that's why Yechayiv Dal Vehei. Number one, Sovalok Rabbi Yaakov, he holds like Rabbi Yaakov. What's this Din of Rabbi Yaakov? The Omar. Af mishenigmar dino, hechziro shomer lebalim mochsar. Now this is a famous din that we've had previously. Rashi reminds us what it is. The Rav Yaakov in the end of the perek of Shor Shenogach Dalav Hey. So it says mochsar. We had this previously on Daf Mem Hey that it says that v'omer lo hare shaloch lefonecha. If you go and return this animal, so then even though it's worth nothing, nimsei sha'afo pi she'eno shava klum. Even though it's worth nothing in this situation, goreim lemamunhu, the kozman shu kayam, shomer poteres atzmabo, v'miyaved yishalim damav. In this situation, since he is returning it, so even though it's worth nothing, he can say to him, this was a machlokis, so according to Man Yom, it says, yes, no problem, I'm returning you something that's worth nothing, but bidine adam, I have officially returned to you this ox, and therefore, I have paid back my responsibility to bring you back the ox. So Rabbi Meir holds like this opinion of Yaakov, that even returning something that is of no value is called a return. Why is that? Because we saw the look of Rabbi Shimon, because he also holds like Rabbi Shimon's opinion, who says, the Amar Dover Agorim Lamamum Kimamun Domi. Because if you return something that is going to prevent you from having to pay for something, so then it is considered like it is worth something. Because it's not. We learned in a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that we'll learn in a couple of days on Daf Ayin Dalid, where Rabbi Shimon teaches us. We had this before as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshim Shechayev Biachriyuson Chayev. Rashi explains, Ganav Sheganav Kodshim Mibes Balam. If a Ganav steals something from somebody's house, so Im Kiblem Ba'olav Olav Biachriyis, if this item that he stole was Kodshim, and this was something, could go into Amar Hare Olai Ola, the Ifrizu. Person had an obligation to bring an Ola, and he set this animal to bring, fulfill his obligation. So if this animal gets lost, he's still chayv to bring another animal in its place, because he said, I obligate myself to bring an Ola. And this animal is only going to fulfill that obligation if he actually brings his Anola. Now when the Ganav steals it, so therefore this guy has to go bring a new animal. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kachim Shechai B'Yeruch Yusin, Chayiv. In this situation, there is a din of Dalav V'Hei, because guess what? Even though objectively, this no longer belongs to the person, but the fact that he brings this animal will prevent him from having to bring another animal in its place. And therefore, it is considered for him like money. So, Alma, what do you see over here? Dovra Gorm Lamamun Kimam Dami. So, based upon Rav Meir holding like Rabbi Yaakov and holding like Rabbi Shimon, so based upon this, we understand why Rav Meir would say that Yechayev Dal Vehei, even in the case of Shor Hanisko. Okay. Mara continues and says, "I'm Rav Kahana." Rav Kahana says, "Amis Shmaisa Kamei the Rav Zvid Minardoy." I said over this Maisa. Which Maisa are we talking about? That if a Ganav goes and steals an animal and then goes and shechts it on Yom Kippur, they're going to be chayiv dalav hay. And this was based upon Rabbi Meir holding, "Yes, I hold Kamei the Rav Nebi by Mises based in that you don't have to pay, but by just Malkus umeshalim. So he said over, Amar of Kana, I said over, Amise Lishmaisa Kameh the Rav Zvid Minardai. I said this Maisa over in front of Rav Zvid, who comes from Nardai, and I asked him, Mi Matzis Bukmis Masnis and Grav Meir, Veloka Rishimon. Why do we have to establish our Mishnah as only being like the opinion of Rabbi Meir? Why can't it also be like Rabbi Shimon? Because after all, Voktani Sefer, because later on the Mishnah, we have Rabbi Shimon saying, Rabbi Shimon is poter b'shnei elu. Rabbi Shimon is only poter in these last two cases, which we said was the case of if you shechted a treifa, if you shechted an animal and it turned out to be a treifa, in that situation it's a shchita she'ena re'uya, because you can't go and eat it. Or if you did chulam bi'azara, it's also a shchita she'ena re'uya. And in those two cases, that's why we understand why Rabbi Shimon said it's not a valid shchita. Therefore, you didn't do tevichim. And therefore, you're not going to be chayav dalet hay. But only in those two cases, Rabbi Shimon poter b'shnei elu. Implication being, miklal, the bekula masnis and moda, that in the rest of the Mishnah, he's moda. So why are we saying it's only Rav Meir at the beginning? Why isn't we saying this Rav Meir and also Rabbi Shimon? So that's what Rav Kahana said to Rav Zvid, and Rav Zvid said, Omar li, Rav Zvid said back to me, lo, that's not true. Because miklal de moda, betavach umacha, lerufu, leklavim. The fact that we said that Rav Shimon only is poter in those last two cases of when he shechted and it was a treifa, or he did chulim b'azara. In those cases, it's a shechita shen ruya. But the implication was that he disagreed only in those two cases, but he agreed in the case of tavach u'machal refuah, when he did a shechita, albeit it wasn't for the purpose of eating, it was for the purpose of the refuah. Nevertheless, it's a shechita shen ruya. And likewise, if you shechted not for the purpose of the human consumption, but you shechted for your dogs to have some food, nevertheless, it is eligible to be eaten by a human. So only in those two cases does Rabbi Shimon say, yes, I agree that Yechai Dalab Hei, and only in the cases of when you shechted as a treifel, or you shechted Chulmi Azarin, do I disagree, that's a shechita shen ruya. But he's not necessarily going on the Reisha, and he would disagree with Rabbi Meir on the Reisha as well, and say he wouldn't be Chai Dalab Hei for shechting on Yom Kippur. Gemara continues by quoting the Mishnah, which says, Ganav Mishel Aviv, V'tavachu Mochar V'chulei. So the first part was that the person stole, he stole from his own father, Nebuch. He then shechted the animal, or he sold the animal, and then his father died. So now he inherits the father. Nevertheless, he pays the dalav hay in this situation. So, boy minei Rava mi Rav Nachman. Rava asks Rav Nachman the following shaila. What is the halacha? Ganav shor shoshnei shutfin utvachal. If a person steals an ox or a seh that belongs to two people, there's shutfim in it, and then he shechts it. So there is a din of dalav hay. But here, he was mode v'hodo li'ech b'hem, and we know mode b'knas is potter. So he was mode to one of them. So do we say that since he was mode to one of them, there is no din of dalav hay? Or we say, no, the half of the dalav hay that he owes to one of them, that he's mode on, so he won't have to pay it. The other half, which he wasn't mode to, that shutuf, so he would have to pay. So that's the question that Rabbi asked of Nachman. Mahu. Do we say, when the Torah says, Chamisho bakar yishlem tachas hashor, v'yarbatzom tachas haseh, the chamisho bakar, Amar Rachmona, that it has to be only five and not a half of five. So do we say, v'lo chamisho chatzoy bakar? Whenever you pay the full dalad v'hei, so then you pay dalad v'hei. But if you'd only have to pay half of the dalad v'hei because you were molded to one partner, Ruve, you weren't molded to the other partner, Shimon, so then, v'lo chamisho chatzoy bakar, but you don't pay the second half because the first half, you are no longer obligated to do because you were molded it. So therefore, the second half, even though you weren't molded, you're not obligated to do. So it's chamisha bakar, v'lo chamisha chatzoy bakar. Or maybe not. Odilma, on the other hand, you could say, the pasuk says, chamisha bakar, you pay five bakar, tachas hashor. That's what the Torah says, what difference does it make? Avilu chamisha chatzoy bakar. So you have to pay Ruvain half, and you have to pay Shimon half. No, if the half that you don't have to pay to Ruvain, because you were mowed there, doesn't apply. Why should the other half not apply to Shimon? That's the question Rabbi asked Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman answered definitively, Amalei says, no. The pasuk says, Chamisha Bakar. The Torah tells us, Amar Rachmana, V'lo Chamisha Chatzoy Bakar. So Rav Nachman is very definitive. We'll see later on he changes his mind. But Rav Nachman right now says, absolutely, you only pay if you're paying the full dollar of the hay, but not if you have to pay half of the dollar of the hay. So that is the opinion of Rav Nachman. More questions this and says, wait a second, Eisrei, our Mishnah, the second part of our Mishnah, I quoted you the first part now from the two dots, that we said that if you were stealing from your father, then you shechted it, and then Nebuch, the father, passed away. That is the din of dalav hay. But it said, Ganav Mishel Aviv, if you stole from your father, the Tavach Umachar, while your father is still alive, you went and shechted it, or that you stole it. So in that situation, you pay dalav hay. Mishalim Teshlumi Arba V'chamisha. Fine. Ha ha ha. But wait a second. If that is the case, so in the situation where now you're inheriting from the father, so the dalav hay you have to pay to the estate, but you're part of the estate. So it's as if you're admitting to yourself that you were the ganav and you did the shechita or the mechira. So the half to yourself you're not going to pay, but the half to the other brothers you do have to pay. For keeping the mace of it, kibosha called them, behold, the liachem and dami. And nevertheless, according to Mishalim Tishlim, you have to pay the prorated amount to the other brothers. I think the two simple brothers needed a bechar. So you'd have to pay half the dollar of the hate to yourself and half the dollar of the hate to your brother. So since you don't pay the half dollar behave to yourself, are you telling me that you wouldn't have to pay the half dollar behave to your brother? That's not true. So kasha on you, Rav Nachman. So Amalei, Rav Nachman responds back to Rava and he says, no, Hachamai Eskin, you know what we're talking about over here in the Mishnah? Can go and show Amad Ovi Badin. No. Here, while the father was alive, he took the son to court. He says, how dare you steal from me? How dare you shech my animal? And the father took the son to court, won the case, it was adjudicated that he owes the father, then Nebuch, the father passed away. So this is like any other debt. It has nothing to do with Dalai Behe over here. This is like a debt that's owed to the estate. So the son who was the Ganav will collect half of that debt, and the son who's not the Ganav will collect the other half of the debt. No, I obviously doesn't pay himself. But he does have to pay the other debt because it's a debt. It's not anymore dalad v'hei. Rava questions this. And he says, really? So then, avo lo admad badin, based upon what you're telling me, Rav Nachman, you agree that it's only if Ahmad Badin that he has to pay. If it wasn't Ahmad Badin, while the father was alive, they didn't take him to court. And then the father passed away. My, what would be that halacha? You're saying, Eino Mishalim Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. Then you wouldn't pay in that situation Dala V'Hei because of your rule that Chamisha Baka you pay below Chamisha Chatzoy Baka. But then wait a second. Why did the Sefer of the Mishnah tell us the case, Ihochi Adetoni Sefer, of the case of Ganav Mishal Aviv, he stole from his father, and the father died before he did the Shechita Umeis. And then the Achakach Tavach Umochar, and only then did he do the Tricha or the Mechira. So in that situation, even Rav Meir, the Tanakam, is Mo, the Enu Mishalim Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. There is no payment in that situation of the four or five, the Dalad V'Hei. Now, why did we have to bring a new case where the father dies before the Tvicha Mechira? You could now, based upon your din of Ahmad Bedin, yes, lo Ahmad Bedin, lo, so we don't have to bring a new case. Niflog Bididei, you could have kept it all within the first case of Ganav and Tavach Umachar while the father was alive. And you could have said very simply, what is the halacha of Ahmed Dvar Mamurim? When do we say that you pay Dalav Hei? Only Kishama Badin. However, Avalo Ama Badin, Eino Mishalim Tishul Arba Chamisha. Keep it nice and simple. Why do you have to bring in the new case of that he stole, the father passed away, and then he did the Tvichu Mechira? So who does Rav Nachman say to that? Amalei, so Rav Nachman will respond back to Rava, no problem. Hochanami, he says, you're 100% right. I did the Nosiv Reisha, but for parallelism, since the Reisha gave us the example of Gona Mishal Aviv V'Tov V'Mocha V'Achakach Meis Aviv, so then, Nosiv Sefer Nami, so then we have the Sefer that tells us the similar case, but not the exact same case, where he stole, then the father died, and then he did the Tricho Mechira. Av Mishal Aviv V'Meis Aviv V'Achakach Tov V'Mocha, so it gives us that case as well. That's the way Rav Nachman answered Rava now. However, Litzapra, the next morning, Rav Nachman retracts. Oh, Malay. Rav Nachman goes and tells Rav, again, the Gedolei Yisrael, they're only interested in emes. They're not interested in winning the argument. They're not interested in looking good. They have no problem saying, I made a mistake. I remember Rav Shachter Shlita would say that the Rav Zatzal, Rav Yoshe Ber Salavechik Zatzal, would sometimes give a shir, and then, on a very rare occasion, would come back the next day and said, everything I told you yesterday was wrong. I thought about it, and I changed my mind. And he explained why he was right originally, and why now he's wrong. He wasn't embarrassed to say, I was wrong. Rav Nachman, the greatness of Rav Nachman, Litzapa, the next morning, Amalei tells Rava, no, what I told you yesterday, Chamisha Bakar and not Chamisha Chatzi Bakar, that's wrong. In fact, the question you asked me is Chamisha Bakar or Marachmana, and even Vafilu Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar. I switch around totally the din that I told you. Why didn't I tell you the correct answer yesterday? Why am I now having to retract and tell you the correct answer this morning, different than what I told you yesterday? Why did I make a mistake yesterday? We turn to Ayin Beis of an Aleph. Why I made a mistake yesterday was because Delo Ochle Bisra Desora. So Rashi explains this in the top Rashi, lo diktakti taimo shodover. When it uses this expression of lo ochle bisra de Torah, I didn't eat the meat of the ox. So Rashi explains it in a homiletic way. Rashi says, I wasn't careful to digest the sugya well. I didn't eat the sugya well. And therefore, I just made a mistake. I didn't understand it fully, and I made a mistake. And I said, chamishah bakar, but not chatzoy chamishah bakar. But in fact, that was wrong, as we'll see in a moment why. Tosfos understands it more literally. Tosfos understands the top little Tosfos. He says, "Shari b'tainis haya." I was starving. I was not in myself. I was very hungry, and I didn't think the sugya through carefully. When sometimes a person's hungry, they don't work so well. So Rav Nachman said, "I just didn't think the sugya through properly because I was hungry." In any event, Rav Nachman says, "I didn't say correctly." Now, Gemara says, "No, bela ma'ishna reisha ma'ishna sefer." No, why in the first case? When the Mishnah tells us that the son slaughtered the animal while his father was still alive, he pays dalad hay. But in the second case, when the son slaughters the animal only after the father died, he doesn't pay dalad hay. Now, basically what you're saying, Rav Nachman, is that you hold chamisha bakar and chamisha chatzi bakar. So why don't you pay the dalad hay in both cases? So what it says, Rav Nachman would hold amalei reisha in the case where he did the gneva and the tvicha mechira while the father was still alive, reisha karina bay utvacho. That is included that he shechted the entire animal, kulo bi'isuro. In the reisha, the entire animal was a chiv of dalad hay because the father's still alive. Whereas in the sefer, where he only shechted it after the father had died, so then, lo karina bay utvacho, kulo bi'isuro. In that situation, it's not totally belonging to the father. He already inherits some of it. So he owns half of it. And therefore, it's not called in this situation kulo b'isura. And that's why, even though you hold the din of chamisha bakar and chamisha chatzi bakar, even though both of the dinim are that you would have to pay, here, the isser never got off the ground because he had to shech the entire animal. He didn't shech the entire animal belonging to the father. Half of it now belonged to him. Half of it belonged to his other brother. So therefore, in this situation, it's not called utvacho kulo bi'isura. And that's why there's a difference between the reisha of the Mishnah and the seifa of the Mishnah. With this good break point, we'll stop over here. With this, we conclude today's share.